From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. A device that will be used to channel the flow of leaking oil from the seabed to a drilling ship is heading to the area of the spill in the Gulf of Mexico. Meantime, the White House is looking for ways to make sure that the public doesn't end up paying for the cleanup. NPR's Mara Liasson reports the president is backing new legislation to make that happen.
Right now, there's a cap on what companies responsible for oil spills have to pay. It's $75 million, and the current law says it can be waived only if the company is found to be guilty of negligence or willful misconduct. But White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs says the president is working with Congress to pass a law to raise the cap to around $10 billion.
We would be in favor of significantly lifting that cap, a cap put in place in the Oil Pollution Act of 1990, so at least 20 years old. As the president said, the BP is going to get a bill for the recovery, the cleanup, and the damages cost.
The extent of the damage on the Gulf Coast is still unknown. In a couple of days, oil is expected to come ashore on parts of Louisiana. Mara Liasson, NPR News, the White House.
Anger is rising in Greece, where protesters are demanding no spending cuts to deal with the country's rising debt. The BBC's Duncan Kennedy says three people died at a bank in Athens after it was targeted by protesters demanding no wage and pension cuts and the price of the EU and IMF bailout for the Greek government.
Stun grenades and tear gas canisters exploding across the streets of central Athens. Chaotic scenes as riot police battle protesters. By mid-afternoon, the tragic events inside one bank set on fire became clear. Two women and a man died, the building apparently struck by a petrol bomb. The demonstrators say the government's harsh package of austerity measures have provoked the anger.
I'm so angry, I don't want to speak anymore. I'm ready to kill people.
It's time to rise up. It's time for revolution.
The protest attracted ordinary Greeks who are facing real pressure by the government's new measures.
The BBC's Duncan Kennedy. The Phoenix Suns, in a show of support for the Latino community over a controversial new state law, wore jerseys emblazoned with Lost Suns in their NBA game Wednesday against the San Antonio Spurs. Suns guard Steve Nash says he supports the move as a way of showing displeasure with the Arizona law.
The law is very misguided. I think it's to the detriment of our society and our civil liberties, and I think it's really important for us to stand up for things we believe in.
Nash says it was also a way to honor Arizona's Latino community. This is NPR News. Fires following a refinery blast in San Antonio continued to burn out of control. Two people were injured, as Emily Bainick of Texas Public Radio reports from San Antonio. One person was transported from the scene. The other is still missing.
Multiple explosions shook a sparsely populated area of San Antonio late Wednesday morning. Officials say a fuel tanker truck at AGE Oil Refinery exploded while refueling at a loading dock and sparked fires and more explosions at nearby fuel tanks. Due to the threat of even more explosions, the local fire department and hazardous materials team is allowing the fire to burn itself out. Nearby neighborhoods and an elementary school have been evacuated and roads are closed to traffic. The Red Cross has opened up a shelter nearby for evacuees. Meanwhile, a huge column of black smoke is billowing from the scene. For NPR News, I'm Emily Bainig in San Antonio.
Freddie Mac has announced a large first quarter loss, with the second largest underwriter in the U.S. residential mortgage market also saying it plans to ask the federal government for more money. Freddie Mac, which says it lost $8 billion during the first 3 months ending in March, in a filing says it plans to ask for $10.5 billion in additional aid. The company says it has been essentially owned by the government since it nearly collapsed in 2008. With the latest request, the government and taxpayers will have provided more than $61 billion to Freddie Mac. Police in New York are investigating a truck abandoned several yards from a toll bridge near the Manhattan side of the Triboro Bridge. The bridge has been shut down to traffic. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News, from Washington.